The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara bringing you an eco postcard. Each week I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful world. Troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere and uplifting stories of restoration. I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. Okay, I want to start by saying when you go to vote, vote for climate action. I think this election is a climate election, and we're choosing whether our country will take action, energetic action to stop damaging our climate, or, heaven forbid, go backwards and undo the work that's already been done. And this is a crucial election because it will cover 24, 25, 26, which are vital years to get us to our 2030 goals to help keep warming to under 1.5 degrees. Also, this election is going to be close. Your vote is going to count, and so please vote for climate action. Okay, I must say, when I open my news in the morning and read the parts per million of carbon dioxide equivalents in the atmosphere and see it going up, today's reading, 419.8 parts per million, and I just watch it kind of tick up. It'll soon be 420. I remember the horror that we had when it passed 350, the safe limit. Okay. All right. Let me get on to our first thing. It's a recent talk that I attended, given by our very well-known freshwater ecologist, Mike Joy, and he wanted to talk about the net zero delusion. Now, what could he mean by that? Well, what he means is that we keep talking as if we can offset our fossil fuel burning by planting trees. And Mike protests that conviction. He points out that there's a short carbon cycle and a long carbon cycle. And the short carbon cycle is we chop down a tree, the carbon dioxide, the carbon from that tree goes into the air in the form of carbon dioxide. And if we plant a tree, it gets sucked back into that tree and sequestered again out of the atmosphere. Short carbon cycle. The trouble is we've deforested a great deal of the earth, and a lot of the carbon that once covered, cloaked the earth, sequestered in trees, is now in the atmosphere. So we urgently need to plant trees to compensate for what we've chopped down and put up there in the atmosphere. The long carbon cycle is entirely different. We're digging up carbon that's been in the earth for 65 million years and burning it. And that's the principal contributor to our warming world. And we can't offset by planting trees. Planting trees compensates for the trees we've already chopped down. And we need to do a lot more of it a lot faster. But for the long cycle carbon, the only thing to do is to stop doing it. We've got to stop digging up and burning fossil fuels. And we can't pretend that planting trees is going to compensate for that. The idea that we can just keep doing what we're doing and offset it by planting trees is, according to Mike Joy, a delusion. And I think his views on that are well worth heeding. Okay. Oh, another troubling story here. Climate migration. So a couple of weeks ago, Lots of world leaders gathered at the United Nations in New York to try to achieve more aggressive climate action. And at the same time, they started to look at a phenomenon which has not reached common discourse up to this point, and that is the challenges of extreme weather forcing millions of people to flee their homes. We in New Zealand are well aware that extreme weather deprives a significant number of people of their homes, which are no longer can be lived in. But particularly as the equatorial regions warm, they will become permanently uninhabitable. And the point being made at that meeting was the problem is here already, and it'll only get worse unless governments slash emissions and prepare for what is going to be, they say, a new world map in terms of where the human niche for living is. Large areas won't be livable. Certain countries are seeing very significant population shifts driven by climate change. Guatemala and Somalia were mentioned, and they wanted to convey the message that wealthy countries must work with developing ones to better manage a swelling flow of global migration, which is said described as being at record levels at this point. The swathes of low-lying coastal areas that also will become uninhabitable due to rising seas. The conference developed the idea that migrants, not with proper planning, can not only be a burden on the countries they move to, but also an asset providing labour and economic growth. However, it's pointed out that this cheerful note doesn't provide a permanent solution. The only permanent solution is to remove the cause of migration and stop global warming. In the same vein, the leader of the International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, said that advanced economies have special responsibilities in fighting climate change and need to up their ambition. The IEA, as it's known, has published a report saying that 2050 net zero targets, there's that net zero again, cannot be complacent, and that they should advance their targets. It's pointed out that some developed countries do have dates earlier than 2050. Germany has the target date of 2045. Austria and Iceland have 2040. And in his view, other developed countries should also advance their date to be earlier than 2050. Okay, that's it for today, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards airs on Monday afternoons at 3:30 and Saturday mornings 9:45. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.